Simon & Schuster Audio presents Einstein, His Life and Universe by Walter Isaacson. Read by Edward Herman.
Chapter 1. The Light Beam Rider. "I promise you 4 papers," the young patent examiner wrote his friend. The letter would turn out to bear some of the most significant tidings in the history of science, but its momentous nature was masked by an impish tone that was typical of its author. He had, after all, just addressed his friend as "you frozen whale," and apologized for writing a letter that was inconsequential babble. Only when he got around to describing the papers, which he had produced during his spare time, did he give some indication that he sensed their significance. "The first deals with radiation and the energy properties of light, and is very revolutionary," he explained. Yes, it was indeed revolutionary. It argued that light could be regarded not just as a wave, but also as a stream of tiny particles called quanta. The implications that would eventually arise from this theory, a cosmos without strict causality or certainty, would spook him for the rest of his life. "The second paper is a determination of the true sizes of atoms." Even though the very existence of atoms was still in dispute, this was the most straightforward of the papers, which is why he chose it as the safest bet for his latest attempt at a doctoral thesis. He was in the process of revolutionizing physics. But he